Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited establishes wholly owned Latvian subsidiary, SIA SciTech Europe. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited has established a wholly owned Latvian subsidiary, SIA SciTech Europe, as part of its global growth strategy. The company plans to make Latvia its European headquarters in 2026, with a manufacturing facility and dedicated sales force to serve markets across Europe. Discussions are underway to locate the facility in the special economic zone in Liepāja, offering a corporate tax rate of 4%. SciTech has engaged with key stakeholders in Latvia, confirming the country's attractiveness for their European headquarters. This move strengthens SciTech's international footprint and demonstrates a long-term commitment to Europe. Supercom Limited, NES PCB, expands European presence with new $7 million German contract, covering multiple programs. Supercom Limited, listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, has expanded its European presence with a new $7 million contract in Germany. The electronic monitoring company has secured Germany's national EM contract, valued at up to $7 million over 4 years. This contract covers multiple programs, including GPS tracking, domestic violence monitoring, home detention, and alcohol monitoring. Supercom displaced a provider that had supplied the country's EM technology for over 20 years. This marks Supercom's entry into Europe's largest economy, with the program budget estimated at $7 million over 4 years. The contract was awarded through a competitive tender process involving multiple global vendors, signaling a shift in how European governments approach offender monitoring and domestic violence solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.